difference?
Big shot. And how to become qualified for initiation.
A qualification for initiation begins with faith.
Faith.
It is a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, spoken by Lord Chaitanya.
在永恒的柴坦亚经里面有一节诗，那节诗呢是由柴坦亚马哈巴布说的。
Shraddha Shraddhe Vishwas Kahi Sujita Vishjaya Krishna Bhakti Kali Sarva Kama Kritahaya. Shraddha means firm, confident faith that simply by chanting Hare Krishna, automatically all other subsidiary duties can be fulfilled.
那么在这一节诗里头，柴坦尼亚马哈帕布说，只要有坚定的信心，那个信心是什么呢？就是坚信我们透过吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra， 那么所有的次要的那些职责就都会最后被满足。如果有这个信心的话
，So Shraddha means faith。
而梵文 Shraddha 的意思就是信心。
And in order to become qualified for initiation, one has to have this type of faith.
那么一个人想要具备得到启迪的资格，他首先要有这样的信心，就是前面刚才说的。
That whatever else I have to do in life, even if I have to do it and I execute it perfectly, if I don't fulfill my duty to chant Hare Krishna every day, then I still lack the faith required for initiation.
就是说在我们的生命当中，我们把所有其他的责任都履行得非常的完美，但是呢就是没有足够的，然后那个时间去吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra， 那就说明我们对于吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 是没有足够的信心的。
Sometimes people ask the question.
有的时候人们问问题。
There's so many other things I have to deal with.
说我还有很多很多的事要做。
How do I find the time to chant Hare Krishna？
我怎么才能够找到时间去吟诵？
And I usually answer the question by asking the question.
那我一般的情况下，我是透过问问题来回答问题。
I ask them, "Do you find time to eat?"
他说，我就会问，那你有没有找到吃饭的时间呢？
And usually their answer is, "Of course."
那一般人就说，那当然了。
I ask them why.
那他就会问，那为什么呀？
Because I have to.
那个人就会回答说，因为我必须得吃啊。
If I don't eat, I won't be strong. I'll get sick.
如果我不吃饭的话，我就不会强壮，我就会生病了。
I'll become weak.
我就会变得虚弱。
So I have to eat.
所以我必须得吃饭。
So I said, I asked them, okay, then. So that's for your physical body.
那然后他就说，对啊，那这个吃饭是为了你的这个肉身。
What about for you?
那对你自己呢？
How are you gonna have strength?
那你自己本人怎么才能够变得有力量啊？
And spiritual strength is also required.
因为我们也是需要有灵性的力量的。
So just as you find time to eat every day, so in the same way you have to find the time to chant Hare Krishna every day.
所以呢，就像你每一天都能够自然就找到吃饭的时间，你每天也应该找到时间去吟诵 Hare Krishna mantra。
Shraddha Shraddhe Vishwas Kahi Da Sujita Nischaya， that Shraddha means firm confident faith that if I fulfill my duties in chanting Hare Krishna every day, then all my other secondary duties will be fulfilled.
那刚才他又重复了一遍那个梵文那一节诗，那个梵文就说了，如果我们有坚定的信心说只要我能够吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna Mantra， 我履行好这个职责，那么其他的次要一级的职责就自然而然会得到就是履行了，就实现了，这个是坚定的信心。
Because as we explained this morning，
就像我们今天早上解释的
，Hearing and chanting about Krishna is a primary duty in life.
啊，聆听啊，以及吟诵吟唱有关 Krishna 是我们人生的最主要要做的事情。
And if we perform our hearing and chanting about Krishna every day, we will have spiritual strength and we'll make progress.
那么，如果我们能够找到时间，每天都有规律的吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna Mantra 的话，我们就会有灵性的力量去履行我们的。
Srila Prabhupada also gives a very nice example in Chaitanya Charitamrita in the story about Mrugari the hunter.
啊，那那个圣帕布帕德他在永恒的柴丹亚经里面呢，就会给我们举一个例子，一个what's his name?
Mrugari
的故事。
Mrugari
那个猎人的例子。
And there is a story. Well, it's a short story. I'll make it short.
他说这我把这个故事我就简短的讲一下。
About a hunter whose name was Mrugari.
就是说这故事是有关那个一个猎人，他叫 Mrugari.
Who learned from his childhood from his father to hunt.
他呢，从小就跟他的父亲学习怎么打猎。
But what he learned also in hunting was how to half kill animals.
但是呢，他跟他父亲学的那个打猎的方式挺残忍的，就是怎么把动物打到半死。
So he would hunt for his food, but sometimes he would just shoot arrows and half kill an animal, just leaving them there to die.
他呢不仅仅是为了自己的吃饱饭去打猎，他就是没事干就拿这个剑就去打猎，打那些个动物，而且把他们打到半死的状态，就让他们那样就死掉。
At one time, Narada Muni happened to come to that place where Mrugari was shooting his arrows.
有一次呢 Narada Muni 就是他走过森林，就走过了那个猎人他打猎一路上。
And he saw along the path three different animals. One of them was a bird, another one was another type of animal.
他呢就看到了这沿路有三个动物就是被打到半死那个样子。
They were all just lying there half dead.
他们就是半死的状态躺在路上。
And he saw that behind the tree was this hunter with arrows.
然后他就看到这个那个猎人就躲在树后的，又准备要射箭。
And he was about to fire another arrow.
他准备要接着要去对另外一个动物要射箭。
So he approached Mrugari the hunter.
所以呢，这个Narada Muni 就走近那个猎人 Mrugari.
And the animals that he was about to half kill.Ran and flee.
那么因为
Narada Muni made some noise.
Okay. 因为 Narada Muni 走近他，而且弄出了一些声音，因此这个 Mrugari 就要把另外一个动物给打到半死了。那个动物听到声音以后，马上就逃跑了。
Mrugari, the hunter became very disturbed. Look what you've done! I was about to fire another arrow.All the animals fled now.
然后那个 Mrugari 猎人就是对 Narada Muni 非常生气，说你在做什么？我本来就是要把他给打死了，结果你让他逃跑了。
So Narada Muni, said to Mrugari, said, "Why are you doing this?"
然后 Narada Muni 就跟 Mrugari 就说，你为什么要做这些事情
Why are you just causing so much suffering to these animals?
你为什么要让这些动物那么痛苦？
Why don't you just kill them?
为什么你不直接就一箭把它射死？
Why do you leave them there just to suffer?
啊，为什么你要让他们就是那么痛苦的去死去？
And Magari said, "Well, my name is Magari. I've learned this art from my father since my childhood."
嗯，然后呢，猎人就说，我叫 Murigari， 我是从小跟我爸爸就学到了这样的技术。
I go out and I hunt animals, but sometimes I leave them half killed, let them die.
啊，他说我呢，就是每天出去，然后我打猎，我呢就经常的就是把他们打到半死，然后就让他们那样死去。
So Narada Muni began, as he always does, preaching to Murigari.
啊，然后哪儿的 Muni 呢，就像他往常做的一样，因为他无论走到哪儿，他都给人家去传播知识，他也就开始给这个 Murigari 他讲知识了。
And being very compassionate to him, he started to explain to him about the laws of karma.
嗯，那这个哪儿的 Muni， 因为他对 Murigari 非常的同情，他就开始跟他讲有关业报的定律。
And he explained to him how all these different types of reactions will come to him for having caused suffering to the animals.
啊，就跟他讲，就是你让这些动物那么的痛苦，到时候你会得到什么样的报应？
As a result of Narada Muni's preaching, Magari began to realize that he's going to have a lot of suffering coming to him.
嗯，所以呢，就是这个 Narada Muni 给他讲完所有这些知识以后，那个 Murigari 就意识到他以后要会承受很多很多的痛苦。
And He inquired from Narada Muni how he could eradicate himself from all the reactions of reactions that he would get as a result of killing the animals and half killing the animals.
所以呢，他就开始问 Narada Muni， 他应该做什么事情能够去抵消他杀了那么多的动物，而且是让他们半死，那么痛苦的死去，今后所要得到那些个报应，他应该做什么能够抵消这些报应？
So Narada Muni began giving him instructions of how he should prepare himself to become qualified to become freed from reactions.
嗯，所以后来 Narada Muni 就开始跟他讲，他应该去做什么，准备自己今后能够摆脱所有的痛苦。
And the first thing Narada Muni told him to do is this: should break your bow.
所以呢，哪儿的母女就跟他说，第一件事儿，你应该把你那个弓给他折断。
Magari said, "Break my bow. How will I live? This is my livelihood. This is all I know."
那个 Murigari 就说，哎，这你让我把弓折断了，那怎么行啊？这个是我赖以谋生的工具，我到时候把它折断了，我怎么办？
This is what I've done my whole life.
说我这是我一生都做的事情，今后我该做什么呀呢？
And Narada Muni said, "No." Break your bow.
然后南无母女说，就把你的那个弓给折断。
So Magari the hunter, by having heard Narada Muni's preaching, he had faith.
那个Murigari 他听了南无母女给他讲述的所有的知识，他对南无母女就有了信心了。
He didn't know how he was going to live, but he broke his bow.
啊，他还不知道自己真的把弓折断了以后，今后怎么生活，但是因为有那个信心，他就把弓给折断。
And Prabhupada says in the commentary, he says, "This is initiation."
啊，那么帕帕德就说了，这个他帕帕德在他的钥匙评注里就说了，这个就是给他的启迪。
Initiation means we break our connections with a bodily concept of life.
嗯，所谓的启迪是什么？就是让我们开始打破我们的躯体化的物质概念，对，生命概念，躯体化的生命概念。
Doesn't mean that we break our connections with family, friends, society.
启迪不是说让我们最后把我们的什么跟家人的关系、跟社会的关系、跟国家的关系，把它都给它打断。
It means from this point on in my life, I will depend on Krishna and perform my duties.But depend on Krishna for the results.
这个意思就是说，当他了解了知识以后，他下定决心，从了解知识的这一刻起，他就要把自己的生命托付给 Krishna， 完全依靠他。
Sometimes Sometimes people foolishly think that take the spiritual life means to renounce their duties.
有的时候人们就是愚蠢地认为，这个过灵性的生活是为了，过灵性的生活意味着就是不再履行自己的所有的职责。
That means that they have to breaking their connection means to renounce, give everything up, and then just live completely in spiritual life.
他们以为就是要停止履行所有的各种职责，就是那样过一种灵性的生活。
But we quoted the verse, Shraddha Shabde Vishwas Gahita Sujidhanis Jaya. That faith, Shraddha, means that I have to chant Hare Krishna.
那刚才我们引述了这个梵文，在讲那个刷打那个信心，就是在那个信心是什么？就是我必须要吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra.
Shraddha means firm, confident faith that if I simply chant Hare Krishna, then all my other duties that I have to perform, they'll be fulfilled.
这种刷打这种信心是什么呢？就是坚信只要我履行好吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna。这 mantra 这一主要的职责的话，那么其他的次要的那些个职责，自然到时候就会都被实现履行了。
This means that in due course of time, all my other duties that I have to perform will actually be able to be fulfilled and be perfected.
这就意味着就是说，在我人生的这个过程当中，随着我这么做，那么今后所有的我要履行的其他的职责都会完美的履行了。
But even if I perform all my duties perfectly,
但是如果我只是完美的举行我的完美的履行我的其他的职责
，and we neglect my spiritual life,
但却忽视我们的灵性生活
，then there's no perfection to any of those duties.
那到最后。你履行的所有这些职责也没有任何什么达到完美的那个结果。
Because we only have to take birth again and again and again.
因为我们最后会一生复一生的不断的去投生。
So, Mugari the hunter, when he broke his bow.
那个 Mugari 那个猎人，当他把自己的那个弓给折断的那一刻。
Prabhupada explained this is initiation.
啪啪的就说这个就是。
Because he had to have faith that he could continue to live, even though his whole way of living up until that point was no longer he was no longer able to do it.
因为什么呢？因为他其实在听哪儿的 Muni 的训示，把那个弓给折断。的那个时候，其实他根本还不知道自己接下来到底靠什么为生呢。但是他就是对他的这个训示是那么的有信心。
And actually, what happened is that Mugari the hunter became very famous.
那事实上后来这个猎人 Mugari 他后来变得非常的著名。
When people heard how Narada Muni had converted this.Hunter who would half kill animals into a great devotee who chanted Hare Krishna.
当人们后来听说，就是Narada Muni把这个猎人改造成为一个那么了不起的一个奉献者，在那儿吟诵 Hare Krishna mantra.
And Narada Muni assured him, "Don't worry. Even if you break your bow, your necessities of life will come."
这个。Narada Muni 当时就跟他保证说：“你不用担心，哪怕你把你的这个弓折断了，今后你的生活就是必须的一切都会到来的。”
And Mugari the hunter realized that, yes, when he became so famous, people would come and they would give him alms.
后来这个Mugari在他的实际生活当中，他就是认识到了，他因为后来变得那么的有名，人们都会来，然后给他。供养他，他需要生活需要的东西。
He saw that sufficient food was there.
他看到了，就是他每天都有那么足够的食物可以。
He lived very simply.
他就是生活的非常简朴。
And he became a very great devotee.
他后来成为非常优秀的奉献者。
such a great devotee that one time when Narada Muni came back again to show Parvat Muni the hunter, Bhagari.
他成为那么优秀的一位圣人, 最后Narada Muni 最后带了另外一个圣人, 回来, 专门来去看他,
he became so famous, he bought another great sage to come and meet Magari.
那个Magari就是后来变得那么的闻名于世, 这个Narada Muni又带了另外一个圣人来看他。
And as Narada Muni was approaching, Magari came before him and he started sweeping the path.
当那个Magari他从就是看到 Narada Muni从很远的地方向他走来的时候, 他就开始去把那个路啊,就是前面的路就这样把它...
pushing aside the ants, because when he offered his bandhavats, he wanted to make sure he didn't squish any of the ants.
他实际上是把那个他想要做五体投地,就像棍子一样的那样的致敬顶礼, 他想,他先要把那些个蚂蚁全部都给他
Narada Muni explained, this is what happens when one becomes a devotee.
所以Narada Muni就解释说, 你看, 这个就是一个人成为奉献者以后就会变成什么样子。So,
Prabhupada, we always used to, Prabhupada used to give the example that in the material world, if you have so many zeros, you add them up, they always will equal zero.
所以呢, Prabhupada 总是跟我们说, 就是物质世界里面我们 试图拥有各种各样的事物，那不是，就是零，我们看到零，不管我们在黑板上写多少个零，到最后还是个零。
But when you put the number one in front of these zeros, every single zero becomes meaningful.
但是呢，如果我们在零的前面加一个一的话，那每一个零都变得更加有价值了，是不是？
The more zeros you have, the bigger the number is.
你那个时候，当有了那个一以后，你有的零越多，那个数字就越大了。But
without one, they're all zero.
但是如果没有那个一，所有的零，不管有多少个零，还是个零。Same
thing. All of our duties in life, if we don't have add Krishna to our life.
同样的道理，如果我们不把 Krishna 加入到我们的生活当中，那么我们所履行的所有的职责。
And ultimately, they will end in zero.
最终都是徒劳的，都是零。
But when you add Krishna, everything else immediately becomes meaningful.
但是呢，如果我们把 Krishna 加到我们的生活当中，我们做的所有的事情都变得有意义了。So
initiation means when a devotee is ready to always keep Krishna in the center of his life.
所以呢，启迪的意思就是那个奉献者，他从那一刻起，他愿意让 Krishna 成为他生命的中心。
That one will make a vow that I will chant Hare Krishna every day.
那然后人就会发誓 ，OK， 我每一天都会吟诵 Hare Krishna mantra.
And one will never give up that chanting.
然后他从来都不会再放弃，停止。
When one has that faith, then they're ready to be initiated.
所以当那个人有了那样的信心以后，他就具备了那个资格了。
And there's one other very important point.
启迪的资格。
And that's in this connection.
就有关这一点，还有另外一个挺重要的例子。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives the analogy.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 给我们。
That Shraddha is like the birth of a newborn baby girl.
他呢就做了一个比喻，他说这个Shraddha信心就像一个刚刚出生的女婴一样。When
Shraddha takes birth in the heart of a living being.
当这个Shraddha在生物体的心中开始展现。
That Shraddha is the awakening of faith in Krishna.
那个Shraddha就是对 Krishna 开始有信心了。And
just like a mother, when a newborn baby girl takes her birth, a mother is always very careful to protect the baby.
那么就像一个母亲，当她生了一个女婴以后，她总是非常小心的在照顾这位女婴。
Mother will protect the baby from heat and cold, from hunger and thirst.
那么母亲呢会照顾这个孩子，避免他受冷啊、受热啦，或者是感到口渴啦，或者是饥饿了。
From dangerous creatures.
啊，还有就是不要让他接触到这个非常危险的那些个动物。
And the mother also nourishes the baby, so the baby will become strong.
嗯，那母亲呢不仅做这些，她还就是喂养这个婴儿，让这个婴儿能够茁壮的成长。
So this analogy of the baby girl is just like faith in the heart of the baby.
而这个新生女婴把它比作是我们心中唤醒的对 Krishna 的那个信心。
Faith also has to be protected.
所以我们心中的信心也要去保护它。
It has to be protected from the desires for material enjoyment.
啊，我们要就是避免老是要有物质的那种享乐，然后去伤害它。
From mental speculation and the desire for liberation.
啊，或者是一直不断的做思辨，或者呢是想要去解脱，这些都是会伤害那个心的心。
Faith, just like a little baby girl, faith also needs to be nourished.
啊，所以呢，这个我们初刚刚被唤醒的那个信心，就像一个。新生的女婴一样，她是需要得到滋养的。
So when one takes initiation, one has faith that this person can nourish my faith.
那当一个人得到启迪的时候，他必须要有信心，说这个人是可以滋养我的那个信心的。
Just like the mother nourishes the baby, the spiritual master nourishes the faith in the heart of the disciple.
那就像这个母亲。他在喂养他的婴儿，那么灵性导师呢，是滋养他的学生内心的那个信心。
Just as the baby gets stronger and stronger by continuous nourishment from the mother.
那么就像这个女婴，她得到母亲的喂养滋养以后，变得越来越就是强壮。
The disciple's faith also gets stronger and stronger by hearing about Krishna, of the spiritual master.
那么这个学生呢，也透过灵性导师讲述有关 Krishna, 他的对 Krishna 的信心也会越来越坚定。
And the initiation is like the seed of devotional service, is planted within the heart.
而这个启迪呢，就像是一个。种到我们心田里头的那个种子一样。
And when the seed of devotion and service is planted in the heart, it needs to be watered continuously.
啊，那种到我们心田的这颗种子是奉爱服务的种子，所以呢，我们需要不断的去滋养它。
So the watering process is hearing about Krishna.
啊，我们不断的要向它，就是给这个种子那儿浇水，而那个浇水。是什么呢？就是要一直不断的聆听。
And if we go on hearing about Krishna, then what happens is that little seed begins to grow into a very beautiful plant.
啊，那么随着我们不断不断的聆听有关 Krishna 的一切，我们心中的那颗奉爱的种子就会开始发芽，长大成一棵美丽的植物。
So this type of faith is necessary for initiation.
而这样的一种信心呢，它是适合得到启迪的。
Then I will chant Hare Krishna.
也就是说，我每天要吟诵 Hare Krishna mantra.
And I will hear about Krishna.
啊，我要聆听有关 Krishna.
That's all that's required.
这个实际上就是要所要求的。
Because if one goes on hearing and chanting, then one will be protected.
啊，因为人只要一直不断的。聆听和吟诵、吟唱的话，他就会受到保护。
And of course, then one has also to be very careful not to commit offenses.
那当然了，人也应该特别小心，不要去冒犯。
But that's a very long topic.
那这个有关冒犯的问题呢，是一个特别长的一个话题。
But this is the requirement for being initiated.
所以这个就是得到启迪的资格，要求。
Did that answer your question? There was a second part to the question.
Yes, what is Diksha Gula and Shiksha Gula?
Oh, Diksha and Shiksha. Um, Most important is siksha.
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 最重要的实际上是训示灵性导师。
Siksha is what we talked about is the watering process.
Watering process.
Watering.
Yes. 那个训示灵性导师就是我们在谈的就是一直不断的给浇水的那个程序。
Generally, when one accepts siksha from somebody for a long time and their faith becomes strong, generally, one will also accept formal initiation from that same person.
一般的情况下，当一个人长时间的在一个训示灵性导师的指导下，这个过灵性的生活，然后他的这个信心变得越来越坚定的话，一般的情况下，他就会去接受这位训示灵性导师的启迪。
And the formal initiation is commitment.
就是就会接受他给予的正式的那个仪式性的那个启迪。那那个时候，那个是一种双方的承诺了。
Right. Disciple makes a vow.
那这个门徒呢就会发誓。
Before the deity, before the spiritual master, before the devotees.
他就会在奉献者、神像还有那个伙计面前发誓。
The disciple makes a vow that yes, I will always chant Hare Krishna.
那个时候，那个门徒那个学生就会发誓说，我会一直不断的吟诵 Hare Krishna。
And I'll follow the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga.
然后呢，我要去遵守奉爱瑜伽的那个规定。
So there's a commitment by the disciple.
所以呢，这个有学生本身做出的承诺。
And there's also commitment by the spiritual master.
那当然也有那个灵性导师要做出承诺。
Spiritual master, he also makes a commitment that I will continue to help you and to grow.
然后那个灵性导师呢就会做出承诺说，我会继续不断的帮助你，让你不断的成长下去。
So there is a benefit when a disciple makes this kind of commitment.
所以呢，对于一个学生来说，当他做出这样的承诺的话，是有好处的。
Chaitanya Charitamrita is stated by Krishna himself. He states that when a person takes at the time of initiation, this person becomes as good as I am.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在《永恒的 Chaitanya 经》里面就说过，当一个人就是他得到这样的启迪的时候，他就跟我是一样的。
Because the disciple was actually saying to Krishna, from this day on, I am yours.
因为实际上那个学生他在那一天做承诺的时候，他真正的那个意思就是从今天开始我就是你的了，你的人了。
When the disciple makes that commitment, as we explained this morning,
他是对 Krishna 说的。
Krishna says, "You take one step to me, I take 100 steps."
然后就像我们今天早上说的似的，就 Krishna 说你向我走一步，我向你走100步。
So Krishna sees, oh yes, just see they're making some commitment.
所以呢 ，Krishna 就是他就看到 ，OK， 这个人他在做那个承诺了。
And that helps the disciple to remain firm in their determination.
这个会帮助那个学生他更加信心坚定的走下去。
That in the presence of Krishna, in the form of the deity, in the presence of Vaishnavas, in the presence of the spiritual master, I made a commitment.
也就是说，在三者面前，在以神像的形式出现在我们面前的 Krishna 面前，在其他的 Vaishnava 面前，以及在他自己的这个灵性导师面前，他做出了这样郑重的承诺。
And one should never think at some time later, oh, I didn't really realize what kind of commitment.
那个人从来都不应该想说就是有一天突然就说了，哎，我当时不是太明白，或者说我做的那样的那个承诺到底是什么承诺了。有的时候我们就会听到这样的。
If I knew what it was at the time, I wouldn't have done it.
说如果我当时要是知道那个承诺是什么，我就不会去做了。
Therefore, it's the duty of the spiritual master to make sure the disciple has faith.
正因为如此，所以那个灵性导师的职责是，他必须要确保那个学生他是真的有信心的。
Harinam Chintamani Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains something very important.
那么这个在圣明的点金石这部著作里头，那个
Bhaktivinoda
Thakur 他就
指出了一个很重要的一个点。
He says, one of the offenses of the holy name of the Lord is to preach the glories of the holy name to the faithless.
啊，他说，就是说，对于圣灵的其中一个冒犯，就是向完全没有信心的人去传播圣灵的荣耀。
And he says, one of the meanings of this is that when a spiritual master initiates a person who has no faith in chanting Hare Krishna.
嗯，那具体的意思是什么？就是说，当灵运导师给这个门徒启迪的时候，这个门徒实际上他对于唱 Hare Krishna 吟诵、吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 他是没信心的，就给他启迪了。
What are the symptoms of a person who really doesn't have faith?
而且他还解释了那个对于圣灵没有信心的人他们的表现是什么。
Says the symptoms of a person who really doesn't have faith is they think.Oh, let me get initiated so I can have a spiritual name and everybody will respect me.
Yes, actually, many people like. 他说那个就是他的表现就是说让我赶快得到启迪，这样的话我就有了一个灵性的名字，这样的话所有的人就会尊重我了。
And when many people respect me, then I'll be able to get service from them.
那如果大家都尊重我了的话，我就可以让他们为我做服务。
They don't have faith in Krishna.
其实他们对 Krishna 是没有信心的。
They don't have faith in his name.
他们对they don't have faith
in his name.
In Krishna's name. 他们对 Krishna 的圣名是没有信心的。
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that such persons, when they're initiated without faith, it's like throwing pearls before swine.
Oh.
You know this expression? Pearls before swine?
他说这样的一种对圣灵没有信心的人，你给他启迪的话，就像是把那个珍珠交给那个猪一样。啊，你把珍珠放到那个猪的面前，他就是踩它就是了。
He says also it's like giving fancy clothes to a monkey.
啊，另外一个例子就是说。给这种人没有信心的人起迪话，就像是给猴子穿上特别这个华丽的衣服一样。
Give fancy clothes to a monkey, they just rip the monkey.
啊，而那个猴子穿上，你给他穿上那种华丽衣服，他就会把它给撕破而已。
So he says, giving a holy name to a person who has no faith is just like that.
嗯，所以说给这个没有对圣灵没有信心的人灵性的名字的话，就像这个样子。
Therefore, he says the result is they commit offenses to the name.
然后结果就是什么呢？就是让那个被启迪的人到最后去冒犯圣灵。
And the name is not different from Krishna.
而 Krishna 的名字跟 Krishna 本人是没有区别的。
And therefore, if the spiritual master initiates faithless people.
因此，如果一个灵性导师去给这种没有信心的人启迪的话
they commit offenses, and then the spiritual master is dragged down by their offenses.
那这样的灵性导师，他们就是对圣灵就做出了冒犯，然后他还把他自己的灵性导师再往下拉。
Therefore, it's the duty of the spiritual master to make sure the disciple actually has faith.
所以呢，这个灵性导师的职责是他的那个学生必须要对圣灵要有信心才行。
Therefore, it is his duty to preach the glories of the Holy Name.
所以呢，就是他的这个职责是要去传播圣灵的荣耀。
To awaken that faith in chanting Hare Krishna.
然后呢，去唤醒吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 的那个信心。
And to give protection to those who chant, they never give it up.
啊，然后呢，去给予那些吟诵吟唱而且永不放弃这么做的人以保护。
So when the disciple makes that commitment, yes, I've understood, I have faith.
啊，所以呢，当这个学生他最后明白了，说 OK, 我现在明白了，我必须要先有信心。
It's a result of having heard siksha instructions from the spiritual master. Or from any Vaishnava.
他说实际上这个他怎么才会有这个信心呢？他是从他的这个灵性导师这儿一直不断的聆听，他才有了信心的，而且还要和很多的 Vaishnava 去任何一个 Vaishnava.
One can have many siksha gurus.
一个人可以有很多的训示灵性导师。
Not just one siksha guru, one can have many siksha gurus.
不是只有一个训示灵性导师，人可以有许多的训示灵性导师。
More siksha gurus, the more protected one is.
因为一个人他的训示灵性导师越多的话，他得到的保护就越多。
One has one initiating spiritual master.
但是呢，就是启迪的时候是有一个灵性导师被他启迪的。
So that is the difference between Shiksha and Diksha.
所以呢，就是这个就是训示和启迪的灵性导师的区别。
Do you want to ask questions to Jiggy Purusha? Or do you want to say more on this topic?
I have to think about it.
Okay. Does anyone have a question? I can
ask Tina. Why
not?别人先问，我觉得别人先问他。
哦，别人先问。没关系，别人没问，那你就问吧。
都是我问，你讲不了。
没关系，他在问就是什么是什么是超
灵。没有了，我是说超灵是不是在我们之内？是我们被创造之后就有一个，那所以因此我们就是说，我们是始终是被陪伴看顾的嘛，是这样的意思。
嗯。The question is that the super soul is inside of our body. So it means that actually all the way will be protected, watched, loved, right?
Being watched, yes, super soul has two functions.
他说是就是那个超灵就是在我们之内嘛，但是它有两个作用。
Watches.
第一个是见证。
And he gives sanction.
然后批准。
Because we can't do anything without this sanction.
因为实际上没有这个超灵神的允许的话，任何事情我们都做不了。
But because he's watching and he gives sanction doesn't mean that we're protected.
但是呢，他见证着我们的活动，一直在观察、观看着我们的活动，或还有他给就是批准我们去做事并不意味着我们是被保护的。
Just like a little child can't do anything without the sanction of the parent.
就像一个小孩子在没有这个父母的允许的情况下，他什么都可以做。
But when the child is very persistent, the parent may say, "Okay, do it."
对，一般的情况下就是没有那个父母的允许，孩子是不能随便做事情的。但如果这个孩子一直不断坚持的话，最后父母说 OK， 算了算了，你去做去吧。
Prabhupada one time told a story about his when he was married, when he was a householder, he had a young, when his son was very young.
那帕帕德呢，就是有那个曾经当他还是一位居士的时候，他有一个。儿子是还年龄很小。
His young son was infatuated with the fan.
那他的这个小儿子对那个电风扇特别的感兴趣。
He had this compulsion to put his finger in the fan.
他就一直不断忍不住的想把这个手指头伸到电风扇里头去。
So he would always walk up to the fan, and he would look at his father, but.
所以呢，这个他的那个儿子哈，就会一走到那个电风扇的边上，然后就要把手往那儿伸的时候，又看他爸，他爸肯定就说别这么做。
It was a sort of little game that he would play with the Prabhupada.
所以呢，这个就是他的那个小儿子跟帕布帕德好像就在玩这种游戏。
Walk up to the fan.
然后就每一次都是走到那儿要把手伸进去，然后又看他爸就不要做。
What time a friend was visiting Prabhupada? A friend.
Oh, okay. 那有一次呢，那个啪啪的一个朋友来看他。
And his son came into the room and started doing this little game.
然后这个儿子呢，就又到房间里来，又开始玩这种游戏了。
He would walk up to the fan.
然后他就又是走进那个电扇，然后就又要伸，然后又看他父亲，他爸就又说不要。
And the friend said, "Why don't you just pull the plug out and let us put his finger?"
然后那个他的朋友就说，你为什么不能够把那个电插销就拔下来，然后让他去把那个手指头伸进去一次
？So persistent, he's going to keep on doing it.
对，因为他那个儿子就不会放弃的，一直不断的就这么重复做这个动作。说干脆你就让他做一次算了。然后啪啪的就把这个电插销就给他拔下来了。
Son went up to the fan.
然后那个电风扇是安然转的，不就慢了吗？然后他儿子又去了，又这么做，然后那个他爸说 ：“OK， 你把手伸进去。”
And the blade was still moving, but not so fast.
那那个时候呢，那个电扇的扇叶还在转，但是已经没那么快了。
Put his finger in the blade.
所以呢，他就放进去了，结果就被打到了，马上都退回来。
Didn't do it again.
从此以后再也不做了。
But he was very persistent.
但是他一直不断的就坚持要去买。
And his father finally said, "Okay, you can do it."
所以呢，那个父亲就会说了 ，OK， 你就做吧。
So that's what the super soul does.
所以这个就是超灵的，这么做。
We're very persistent.
我们一直不断的想要做我们想做的事情。
Meditating, yeah.
一直不断的在那儿不断的去想我必须得做这件事我就得做这件事情。
Because the super soul is watching everything, he knows all the desires.
所以呢，由于这个超灵在我们的心中，他这个观看着一切，因此他也能够看到我们的愿望是什么。
But we can't even get our desires fulfilled without his sanction.
但是呢，其实没有他的批准的话，我们是不能够实现我们的愿望。
So he says okay.
所以呢，我们如果不断的坚持一定要做什么事儿的话，他最后就说 OK， 去做去吧。
So that's how we're protected. That is how we're protected.
那我们呢，要说保护是这么样被保护。
But it doesn't mean we're not going to suffer.
但是这并不意味着说我们坚持要做一些个坏事，最后他允许我们做了，最后我们不受苦。
Sometimes we think protection means I won't suffer.
我们有时候认为我们就是得到保护了，我们就再也不会受苦了。
But actually, Krishna gives a sanction and said, okay. Just like the story we told yesterday also about the woman who said, you want to be kicked and bitten? You'll have to go to my head.
所以呢，我们因为一直不断的坚持要做一些其实对我们不好的事，那最后超灵就说 OK， 你一定要做，你就去做吧。就像我们昨天晚上说的那个结婚的那个妻子，最后她丈夫说就是另外一个女人咬他踢他的感觉，让他不断的往那儿去。那最后那女人说：“行了，那你就去吧。”
Dear world is suffering, so much suffering.
那在物质世界里有那么多的痛苦。
Some may say, "Well, why do I have to suffer?"
然后呢，我们就会说，为什么我们要受苦
？But an intelligent person will understand that actually there's some benefit from suffering.
那当然有智慧的人呢，他就会知道，就是受苦实际上对我们也是有一定的好处的。
Just like if you put your hand in fire, your hand will burn.
就像你把你的手指头伸到火上，你的手就会被烧到。
There's pain immediately when you put your hand in fire.
只要你把手伸到火上的话，马上你就感到那种被烧灼的痛。
But the pain is good.
但是呢，那个痛是好事。
Because you take your hand out of the fire.
因为你因为有了那个痛感，因为有了那个痛的感觉，你就会马上把你的手抽回来。
Right, you take your hand out of the fire. Then, if you didn't take your hand out of the fire, you lose it completely.
因为如果你没有那个痛的感觉，你就不会把手从火上抽回来，那你就麻烦了。
Because you feel pain, you take it out.
但是因为你感到了那个痛，因此你就抽回你的手。
So that is the function of super soul.
所以这个是超灵的作用。
Super soul witnesses.
超灵第一个是见证我们的一切。
Knows everything better than we do.
他说句实话，他看我们比我们自己看自己还要清楚。
And he gives sanction.
但是呢，他批准我们一直不断要做的那个事情的愿望。
And an intelligent person will try to follow the superior direction of the super soul.
那么这个有智慧的人呢，他是要努力的去遵循超灵给我们的更高的指示。
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "For one who conquers the mind, super soul is reached, and he attains tranquility."
那么在国家梵歌里 ，Krishna 就说了，当一个人能够就是控制他的心的时候，那么他就达到了超。获得了超灵，达到了那个平静的状态。
For such a man, heat and cold, happiness, distress, honor and dishonor, they're all the same.
对这样的人来说， 那种冷、热、爱、恨、荣辱等等等等的那些个相对性就都不存在。
When we actually reach our, establish our connection with Super Soul, we transcend duality. When we actually establish our connection with Super Soul, we transcend duality.
当我们能够真的跟我们内在的超灵取得联系的话，我们就会超越这些相对性。
How to make connection with Super Soul? This is a long discussion.
那当然，怎么才能够跟我们的超灵能够取得联系？那这个又是一个很长的一个话题了。
60,000 years of meditation.
六万年的打坐冥想。我们学瑜伽就是学。
所以如果现在这样的话，我们还是全体那个 Hare Krishna.
We only chant Hare Krishna.
So better we just chant Hare Krishna.
It's
much easier way.
实际上吟诵一唱 Hare Krishna 是最更加容易的方式。
Better we chant Hare Krishna and have faith that Krishna is none different than His name.
那我们呢？最好的就是说，我们吟诵一唱 Hare Krishna， 同时我们有那个信心是 Krishna 跟他的名字是没有区别的。
Then you can make your connection with Krishna simply by chanting His name.
所以呢，这样的话，你仅仅透过吟诵一唱他的圣名，你就开始跟 Krishna 有接触了。
Dance on your tongue.
因为 Krishna 就在你的舌头上在跳舞。
And reveal himself completely.
他就会向你完整的去揭示他自己。
Surpasses all other forms of mystic yoga.
这个吟诵吟唱的这个方法，它比所有其他的程序，包括这个神秘瑜伽的程序都要高。
The difference between the bhakti yoga, the bhakti yogi and the mystic yogi.
那么Bhakti 瑜伽，奉爱瑜伽师和神秘瑜伽师彼此之间的区别是
？Is the mystic yogi thinks I'll do it on my own strength？
这个神秘瑜伽师呢，想的就是说，我要用我自己的力量去成就。
I will conquer my senses, conquer my mind。
我要控制我的心，我要控制我的感官。
Conquer the world。
我要控制整个世界。
My own strength。
要靠我自己的力量。
But Krishna says, "Yoginam apisavesham, madkantinam taratmana, sharanam bhajate yomam same yukta tamomata." Of all yogis, one who abides in me in great faith, worshipping me in devotional service, is most intimately united with me in yoga. And he's the highest of all.
Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里说了，在所有的瑜伽师当中，那个一直不断的信对我有着坚定的信心啊，一直不断的为我做奉爱服务的人，实际上是最高级的瑜伽师。
The bhakti yogi is one who actually always maintains his complete dependence on Krishna.
这个奉爱瑜伽的瑜伽师，他是一直不断的。都是对 Krishna 有着最坚定的信心，完全依靠他。他就会知道说，我只不过是那么微小的一颗粒子。
I'm actually one ten thousandth the tip of the hair.
我只不过是我的头发尖的万分之一那么大小。
That's my size.
这个是我的尺寸来着。
Very insignificant.
所以是非常非常微不足道的。
What can I do?
我能做什么到底？
On my own strength.
用我自己的力量，我到底能成就什么呀
？So the bhakti yogi he gets the greatest strength.
而这个奉爱瑜伽师实际上他得到的是更大的力量。
Because he gets Krishna's protection.
因为他得到的是 Krishna 的保护。
So many stories about that.
有关这一点有太多太多的故事了。
Maybe Purusha can tell us.
因为不是法不可以告诉我们几个人。
Like Maharaj
Yeah.
You want to say something?
Yeah, devotee never retaliates.
Devotee never retaliates.
Devotee never retaliates.
这奉献者从来都不报复。
For his personal protection.
他从来不会去要求他的自己的那个保护。
But he never tolerates also offenses towards Krishna or towards other devotees.
但是呢，那个奉献者他永远就是他会就是别人对他自己做了什么，他从来不会想要去报复或什么，但是他永远都不能容忍别人去冒犯 Krishna， 冒犯其他的奉献者，或者是那些无辜的人。
So there was the story of Maharaj Ambarish.
那所以呢，有一个故事是安巴瑞希王的故事。
He was a great king, an emperor.
他是一个帝国的帝王。
And he was also a great devotee of the Lord.
他也是至尊主的非常优秀的奉献者。
So he was very pious, and as he was also doing, he was devotee, so he was following Ekadashi.
那所以呢，因为他是奉献者，所以他遵循很多的规定，包括就是埃卡达西的那个规定，遵守埃卡达西。
On the day to break Ekadashi,
在那天该打破埃卡达西的那天。
Couldn't break it really because he had to continue fasting, or he, so he asked the Brahmana, "What should I do? Should I break Ekadashi or not? Because if I break it, it's not good, and if I continue to fast, also it's not good. But I should do something."
Oh, 他问那个 Brahmana， 就是我要不要打破？因为打破的话，我要做一些事情。
Yeah, because he was receiving actually, he was receiving a Guruva ceremony.
Amarish 嘛
，That's a gift.
Okay, yeah. 因为什么呢？因为当时那个 Durasha Muni 啊，有一个神秘瑜伽师 Durasha Muni 来看他，就在他要打破自己的埃卡达西的时候，那个 Durasha Muni 来看他，那个瑜伽师，所以他就不知道我到底该不该打破。
So Durvasa Muni is a Muni, you know, he's a great sage, he's an incarnation of Lord Shiva, so you cannot joke with that, right?
You cannot what?
You cannot joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
那 Durvasa Muni 实际上他是主 Shiva 的一个化身，他是一个很了不起的一个瑜伽师圣人，所以你不可能跟他去开玩笑。
And he has thousands of disciples.
而且呢，他有上万的门徒。
So a king in this time, if a king have to respect the brahmanas and the sages and the yogis, so when he was time to break his fast, but because Durvasa Muni came, he cannot eat in front of a guest, right?
那么打破埃卡达西的意思就是前面是遵守断食的，那么到了一个时刻必须要禁食。这叫打破埃格达西。可是呢，就在他要进食的时候，那个杜拉沙穆尼来看他来了，到他们的宫殿里来了。所以他不可能，这个客人一来，他就在他面前在吃饭，那个是不符合礼仪之道。
So he receiving, he made him seated, etc. You know.
那他呢，就是迎接了他，然后让他就坐。
And in the back, he drank some water because the Brahmana told him you have to break your fast, but you cannot eat. So you drink water is as fine as eating something because, you know, that's the way you can do.
但是呢，那一个时刻他又必须要打破埃卡达西，否则就跟没有遵守差不多了。这是我家的，跟你说，要不然你们都不明白在谈什么了。然后那个他的宫殿里头的那些个 Brahmana 就指导他说。你呢？现在赶快喝一点水，这样的话就既就是就跟打破差不多了，这样你也不用在他面前吃饭。
So Durvasa Muni is very fiery Brahmana, and he has mystic powers, so he could see that actually Ambarish Maharaj break his fast. Right.
那这个 Durvasa Muni 呢？他是一个脾气特别火爆的一个瑜伽师，而且他又有神秘力量，因此他用他的神秘力量其实就能够看到这个 Ambarish 王已经打破了他的那个喝了水了。
So he wanted to curse him.
所以呢，他就想要诅咒他。
My God. Okay. You wanted what he did?
Do you see the hair?
pull the hair out.
Yeah, put hair out and
do it on the floor.
Create a demon. Wants to kill an aberration.
You pulled the hair from it and you created a demon.
Yeah. Well, the Ramadra was
for
anyway, so he pulled her hair and a big demon came out.
So you know, like Dwarsha Muni, Dangshi, Joshi, Tatu, like Ambarish, one put Zunjong Tala, Inter Tatu, Shao, Jujota, so he Tatu Bazi, the Tova, Basia, and Rango, near the mantra, Nung Dong Disha, to Chang Zhao, Truly Go Umu.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it is real, but this big demon started to run out, to run after Ambarish Maharaj. He wanted to kill Ambarish Maharaj,
But
actually, Vishnu protected Ambarish Maharaj.
但是呢, Krishna, Vishnu, 他保护了那个 Ambarish 王, 因为他是伟大的奉献者。
So the Sudarshan Chakra came out.
然后呢, 这个时候, 他就发出了他的那个 Sudarshan Phelan.
And kills a demon.
然后就杀死了恶魔。
And run after the person who sent the curse.
然后，Rupa Samuni. Yeah, 这个飞轮呢，不仅把当时把那个恶魔杀死了，而且就开始去追那个 Dwarsha Muni， 也就是制造了那个恶魔的那个瑜伽师。
So Dwarsha Samuni, he ran everywhere in the universe.
然后 Dwarsha Muni 呢，就是因为后面有那个飞轮在追赶他，他就到处跑，整个的宇宙各个星球他都去。
And he was very powerful because he could go everywhere in the whole universe. The Sudarshan Chakra was following him like a UFO running after
him. 因为他那么强大，所以他宇宙里的各个星球他都能够去，他就拼命的跑。为什么呢？因为后面那个Sudarshan飞轮就像那个UFO一样在追赶他。
They were like two comets following each other in the sky. There were two comets in the sky following each other. Oh,
他说这就像这个天空当中的两个那个什么东西啊？啊，说什么？彗星，两个彗星应该是，对，
所以在尾巴的到处乱窜。 Finally, yeah, Ambarish Maharaj, he was so powerful, he could even go to Vishnu.
Dwarsha Muni,
Because he knew this, you approach actually Brahma, Shiva, and they say, no, I cannot do anything for you, you know.
但那个 Dwarsha Muni 他就到处跑，甚至去找那些 Brahman 啊，找主 Shiva 去得到保护，但是所有人都跟他说对不起，保护不了你。
The thing that is following you is Sudarshan Chakra is coming from Vishnu, so better you go to Vishnu to stop it.
对他们那些半神人就告诉他说，在你后面追赶你的那个飞轮是 Vishnu 发出来的，所以你最好去找 Vishnu 让他收回那个飞轮。
Normally, nobody can see Vishnu, but Durvasa has the power. He went to Vishnu.
那这个一般的情况下，一般人都看不到 Vishnu， 但是 Dwarsha Muni 因为他有那个神秘力量，所以他就跑到了那个。
He came rushing in and offered obeisances.
然后他就到了 Vishnu 面前，就给他顶礼。
And the Sudarshan was waiting in the back.
然后那个 Sudarshan 飞轮就在后面停着等着呢。
And he said, "Please, Vishnu, protect me. Look in the back, there, Sudarshan."
然后他就跟那个 Vishnu 说， "Vishnu, 请保护我。你看，赶那个后面那个就是 Sudarshan."
He's going to cut my head.
他要把我的脑袋削下来。So
please take your weapon away.
所以，请你把你的那个武器收回去吧。
So Vishnu is saying, no, I cannot do anything. Because you offended my devotee. So if you go back to my devotee and apologize, then all right.
说你只有回到我的奉献者 Amarish 王那里去啊，你向他赔礼道歉，这样的话，这个飞轮才会不再追你。
So this big yogi, powerful incarnation of Shiva, he have to go to the king.
所以呢，这位那么大的一个瑜伽师，甚至是主希瓦的化身，他最后必须回到 Ambarish 王的面前。
Ambarish Maharaj was a king, but Dhruva Samuni was thinking, well, he's just a materialistic person, right?
那个尽管这个 Ambarish 王他是一个君王，但是那个 Dhruva Samuni 就以为他就是一个物质主义者来的。
But because the devotee is always protected by Vishnu,
但是呢，由于实际上他实际上是主 Krishna 的奉献者，那么始终就被 Vishnu 所保护。
So even the biggest yogi and powerful mystic couldn't harm any, couldn't do any harm to him.
那哪怕是那么了不起的有着神秘力量的一个大瑜伽师，也没有办法伤害他的。
So he risked even his life, because when you curse somebody, if the curse don't work, it comes back to you.
因为那个，所以我们不能随便给别人下诅咒哦。如果我们给别人下诅咒，如果在那个人身上没起作用的话，他会回到你身上。
It's like old people who do magic or black magic, you know, it's very dangerous because it doesn't work. If it doesn't hurt the person,It comes back to you.
对，就像那些个搞那些个黑巫术的人呢，巫术的人，他去诅咒一个人，或者想要去对那个人去做伤害的事情，当他施法了以后，如果那个人没有受到任何影响的话，他一定会回来伤害你自己。
So that's what happened to Dhruva Samuni.
所以这个就是 Dhruva Samuni 所发生的情况。
So that's why a devotee, even though he has not specific power by himself, but he is protected by God.
所以呢，我们可以看到，至尊主的奉献者，哪怕他自己本人没什么力量，但是他是被至尊主所保护。多少目？
光卓阿山木尼的故事好多好多，
一天到晚做这种蠢
事。One time he also, you know, this Pandava, he visited Pandava and the Draupadi, it's the same thing.
Yeah. He's a partial incarnation of Shiva, so when he gets angry, he gets very angry. He destroys everything, right?
因为那个刚才前两天有谁问我那个湿婆神希瓦？
对呀，
我不是说吗？那个火气很大，
所以呢，这个主阿萨穆尼，因为他是希瓦的部分的化身。因此他就是有希瓦的那种火爆的脾气，就当他发火的时候那是不得了的。
9:15，还有问题吗？还有问题吗？有问题就问。
我们在台湾佛教徒很多，那佛教徒他对解脱他认为是很重要一件事情。那刚刚马老师有提到说解脱会伤害我们那个信心，起离的信心，那这样不是就差异性很大？
哦，in Taiwan we have so many Buddhists, so they think the liberation is topmost said that if one, you know, speculation or consider
liberation
actually will harm for our faith toward Krishna's name. So one Buddhist followers, they heard about this, they might feel uncomfortable. So why you say that?
Why say that?
你是不是想问是什么原因吗？
那这样猜心很大。佛教徒的他是解脱。
They think this is the topmost things.
It's harmful. It's harmful because it's selfish.
之所以说啊，这种甚至有解脱的愿望，是对我们的那个信心是有害的，是因为。本身想要解脱这个动机，它是自私的动机。
And anything that's selfish is harmful.
任何一个自私的动机，对本人来说，真我来说，都是有伤害。
But we should try to help them understand that actually devotional service is liberation.
那如果我们遇到这样的人，这样的佛教徒的话，我们应该帮助他理解，实际上为至尊主做奉爱服务。最后是真正的解脱。
We're not against liberation.
我们并不是要我们反对解脱。
But this is Bilba Mangala Thakur explains in his prayer.
这个就像 Bilba Mangala Thakur 在他的祈祷文中解释说。
He says that now that I've understood about Krishna and I see Krishna everywhere.
他说我现在明白了 Krishna 以后，我无处不看到 Krishna.
And I see that beautiful foolish boy.
我到处都能够看到那个美丽的，就是肤色是这种深蓝的肤色的那个男孩。
Then I'm no longer interested in dharma, artha, akama, or moksha.
他说我自从有了这种状态以后，我对于什么笃信、宗教、经济发展、感官享乐以及解脱，我都没有兴趣了。
Serving Krishna is sufficient for me.
因为为 Krishna 做服务对我来说就足以了。
And the wonderful thing is that by serving Krishna, Dharma, Artha, and Karma, they're all standing there waiting.
而神奇的事情是，我为 Krishna 做服务的时候，所有的这些个什么笃信宗教啦、感官享乐、经济发展解脱啊，这些个人物都站在门口在等着侍奉我了。
Liberation stands waiting at the door with her hands folded, waiting, ready to serve.
就是那个解脱的人格化身，他就站在门口等着我，双手合十的等着我为我做服务。
Not against liberation.
所以我们并没有就是反对解脱。
But if one thinks that liberation is the ultimate goal of life.
但是如果一个人以为就是解脱是人生生命最终的目的的话。
But who doesn't take shelter of Krishna?
而同时呢又不去托庇于 Krishna.
Then they haven't gained permanent shelter.
那他就没有得到那个。
Lord Brahma describes this in his prayers to Krishna.
这个Brahma, 他就是在他的一个诗文里面就是讲述 Krishna.
He states that what is that verse? Aruya Krishna Param Padam Tata Padam Tito Nadata Yusmanangaya. He says although non-devotees will engage in great austerities and penances to achieve the highest position.
他就在那些诗里 ，Brahma 就说了，说那些个非奉献者，尽管他为了得到那个很崇高的地位而从事那种苦行赎罪
，Their intelligence is impure.
但是他们的智慧，他们的智力是不纯净的。
They fall down from that position of imagined superiority.
他们就会，即使是得到那个地位，他们会从那个地位上掉下来。
Because they fail to take shelter in Krishna's lotus feet.
因为他们没有能够去托庇于 Krishna 的莲花指。
The words that he uses, vimukta maninas.
他用的那个梵文是 vimukta maninas.
Nene rabindaksha vimukta maninas tvayasta bhavana vashuddha bhudhanya. Haruya krishchena padam padam. Vimukta maninas means they think they're liberated.
啊，他们的问题就是他们认为自己解脱了。
But they fall from that position.
但是呢，他们还会从那样的一种状态和地位掉下来。
They didn't fail to take shelter in their relationship with Krishna.
因为他们没有去脱离于他们跟 Krishna 的一种关系。
So liberation is not complete until one finds a permanent resting place.
嗯，所以呢，这个当一个人只他还没有找到他永恒的住所之前，他的那个解脱是短暂。
One engages in devotional service, liberation stands waiting at the doorstep.
而一个人为至尊神 Krishna 做服务的时候，解脱已经双手合十地站在他的门口等着他了。
But as we explained this morning, simply to want to get out doesn't mean we're going to go where we want to go.
但是呢，就像我们今天早上所解释的，一个人只是想从一种状态当中脱离出去，并不意味着他能够到更高的目的地去。
Therefore, the devotee is one who wants to establish his relationship with Krishna.
啊，所以说呢，奉献者是什么呢？就是那个跟 Krishna 重新建立了关系的那个人。
And it's Krishna who actually is the giver of liberation. He's Gokunda.
嗯。而真正给予解脱能够赐予解脱的人实际上就是 Krishna 因为他的另外一个名字就叫做 Mukunda 解脱的赐予者
Mukunda is the giver of liberation
Mukunda 的意思就是解脱的赐予者
It's Krishna who gives liberation
所以呢是 Krishna 赐予解脱
So why should we not take shelter of Krishna
所以为什么我们不去脱避于 Krishna
And let Krishna decide where he wants us to go
然后呢就让 Krishna 决定到底呢？我们未来的走向是什么
？Because devotional service is surpasses liberation.
啊，因为奉爱服务这条路比解脱之途要高多了。
It's liberated activity.
啊，它是这个已经解脱了的活动。
Iha yasya hare dasya.
解脱的人从事的。
Kamana mana sagara nikala bhakti vastasu jiva mukta suchite. Anyone who fully engages in mind, body, and words of Krishna's service, he's already liberated.
嗯，经典里就曾经就说了，当一个人就是全身心的，包括他的话语，就是他的心、他的身、他的话语都全神贯注于 Krishna 的时候，这种人已经解脱了。
Even before giving up the body.
嗯。甚至在他放弃现有的身体之间，他已经是解脱的了。
So we should try to help them understand that you have to wait till you die and hope that you get liberation.
嗯，所以我们应该给那样的佛教徒解释说，你呢要解脱，你必须要等到你死的那个时候，希望你可以就是得到解脱。
But devotional service to Krishna is liberated activity.
而为 Krishna 做奉爱服务这样的活动是已经解脱的了人从事的活动。
And to be absorbed in service to Krishna is so superior that the devotee doesn't even think of his own liberation.
嗯，所以说那种全神贯注的、全身心的用话语、用什么去为 Krishna 做服务的人，他是那么的，就是地位是那么的崇高，他根本都不需要去想解脱的问题。
This is explained by Lord Shiva to Parvati.
这个是主西瓦跟他的妻子帕尔巴蒂雪山女神解释的。
Parvati believed that Chituketu Maharaj was ready to take birth as a demon.
嗯，那个雪山女神帕尔巴蒂，她当时就没有不能相信说Chituketu王他愿意去接受一个恶魔的身体。
He was cursed to take birth as a demon. He was happy.
当时呢，雪山女神就是诅咒七卓开土成为一个恶魔，而七卓开土听完这个他的诅咒以后，他是表现出来的是特别高兴的一种状态。
Parvati could not understand.
那个Parvati他完了以后，诅咒完他了以后，他看到他那个状态，他就没办法明白说这人到底怎么了，他什么人呢
？Lord Shiva had to explain to her, "Raina paraksave nakutas jnya bibiti."Swagaparaga, that's right. That devotee is doesn't, he's not fearful of any condition of life.
所以呢，那个时候主席吧，必须得跟他的妻子帕尔巴提解释说，至尊主的奉献 ，Narayana 的奉献者，对到任何处境他都不会害怕。
Whether he's in hell，
他是不管他是在地狱
，Whether he's in heaven，
还是在天堂
，Whether he's liberated，
或者是
just all the same，
或者是解脱没解脱，对他来说都是一样的。
Because the devotee is so satisfied in just serving Krishna, he doesn't care. He doesn't know where he is.
因为这个奉献者他在为 Krishna 做服务的时候他是那么的心满意足他根本就不在乎他身在何处甚至都是最后不知道他在什么地方
It's superior
所以那个这个奉爱瑜伽奉爱服务是更高的
And Lord Chaitanya converted 60,000 Mayavadi sannyasis
这个当时 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说服了一万六万就说服了六万个假象中的那些个出家人让他们走上奉爱
Because he awakened their faith in Krishna.
因为他们把这些个假象中里面的那些个和尚出家人的对 Krishna 的信心唤醒了
They all wanted to be liberated.
因为当时那六万个出家人他们就是想要
Prakashananda Saraswati says, Why are you wasting your time doing all this Hare Krishna stuff?
然后当时那个他们的这个首要人物就跟柴丹亚麻爸爸说你一天到晚的在那浪费时间在那吟诵吟唱然后跳舞 Hare Krishna, 干嘛呢你在浪费时间
Why don't you come with us and study Vedanta? How are you going to be renounced?
你为什么不来跟我们一起学习那个吠檀陀经然后去学习怎么样的气诀呢
Lord Chaitanya was very compassionate to them.
那这个主柴丹亚当时对他们是非常的就是仁慈慈悲为怀
First thing he did is he manifested an effulgence which was greater than the sun.
他是对这六万个出家人，他首先就是放射出了千百万个太阳那样的那种光芒。
And they, because they were all accustomed to thinking that they wanted to go to the light, they were thinking when they saw all this light, wow, look at all that light.
因为假象中的那些个出家人，他们唯一要去的就是要到光里面去嘛，光嘛。那些人要到光里去，所以当柴丹亚麻他不放射出万丈的光芒的时候，他们就觉得哇，我怎么这么亮，这么
神奇 ？Krishna says, "I am the source of this of Brahman."
因为 Krishna 实际上他就说了，我是那个泛光的源头，是我放射出光。
So attracted their minds by displaying this effulgence.
所以呢，当时柴丹亚麻他不他透过放射出这万丈的光芒，就把他们的心全部都吸引住。
Prakashananda said, "My spiritual master considered me a fool."
然后他就跟那个为首的那个人就说了，他说我的灵命导师把我当作是一个傻瓜，他认为我就是一个傻瓜。柴丹亚麻巴不说的话。
He said, "My spiritual master instructed me, why are you wasting this time studying Vedanta? You're a fool."
他说我的灵命导师就跟我说了，你是一个傻瓜，所以你有必要就是说去浪费你的时间去研究那个维丹塔苏啊，就吠檀陀经吗？
My spiritual master just told me to just chant Hare Krishna.
那我的灵子老师就跟我说了，你就去唱 Hare Krishna mantra 就
可以了。So I just started chanting this Hare Krishna mantra.
所以呢，这个柴丹娘妈不是，所以我听完我的灵子老师讲的话，我就开始吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 了。
And by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, I started to realize what's happening to me.
所以呢，那我透过这样不断的吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra, 我就意识到，到底我身上发生了什么事情了
？I didn't know where I was. I became completely disconnected from this world. I started experiencing this ecstasy that I was dancing like a madman.
他说，我自从开始这样，然后我就不知道，就是意识到我身体发生了异乎寻常的变化。我现在跟整个世界的感觉好像都是脱离的，我都不知道我身在何处。我只要吟诵哈利·克什曼传，我就像一个疯子一样开始跳舞了。
I went back to my spiritual master and said, "What kind of mantra did you give me?"
然后呢，就跟人家妈妈就说我呢，就回到我的灵性导师身边，然后我就问他说，你给我那 mantra 是什么呀
？And my spiritual master was very pleased with me.
然后我的灵性导师听到我 展现出来的这样的一种真相，他对我感到很满意。
So Lord Chaitanya explained that chanting Hare Krishna is a superior method to establish one's relationship with Krishna.
所以呢，扯淡掉麻婆不透过这么做，让告诉世人，吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 是最高级的那个方法。
But he was also very expert in philosophy.
但是当然了，扯淡掉麻婆不，他就是哲学上也是非常精通的。
And he explained everything, how that impersonal liberation is inferior to devotional service.
他呢就是从哲学的角度解释了为什么非人格的那种解脱比为 Krishna 做奉爱服务要低多了。
If they're actually real philosophers, then they'll be ready to discuss philosophy.
所以如果真的有这个哲学家的话，就应该准备好是跟他们谈哲学。
We shouldn't be afraid that we'll offend them.
我们不应该就是说害怕说，哎呦，那我们是不是就是冲撞他们的，冒犯他们了？
But if we speak in such a way to offend them, to make them feel small, then that's our fault.
如果我们讲话就是让人家觉得自己就跟比我们矮半截的话，那个是我们的错误，我们不应该让人有这种感觉。
Lord Chaitanya taught us Janata Piso Nichina Tarana Piso Vishnana.
Because
we have to chant the Hare Krishna mantra in a humble state of mind. Thinking ourselves to be lower than the straw in the street.
把自己视为是在路上的一根稻草
and ready to offer respect to everyone.
而且准备对所有的人表示敬意
If we don't offer respect, we're offenders to the holy name.
如果我们不向其他人表达敬意的话，实际上我们是在冒犯圣灵了。
It's not that we preach to people, say, oh, you're just inferior.
我们不应该就是跟人家就说啊，你这种是比较低等的什么的。
We have to explain to them.
我们必须要给他解释，从哲学去解释。
But respect them.
但是尊重他，但是要给他解释。
They perform austerities.
因为那些人毕竟是在从事苦行。
They're very strict.
他们非常严格的要求自己。
They practice ahimsa, non-violence.
他们在练习这个非暴力。
They have so many good qualities.
他们有很多的美好的品质。
So we should offer respect.
所以我们应该尊重他们，向他们致敬。
But in offering respect, we should also respect their intelligence.
但是呢，在我们向他们致敬的时候，但是我们也要就是要尊重那个智慧。
You're a very intelligent person.
应该尊重他们的智慧，你是个很有智慧的人。
Now listen to what Vedanta says about liberation.
所以呢，既然你是一个很有智慧的人，现在来请听一下维丹塔的这个哲学是怎么说的。
How liberation is automatically included in service to Krishna.
就是说，一个人只要为 Krishna 做服务的话，自然而然就会得到解脱，就是包含在服务里面。
Always respect.
所以我们应该始终尊重其他人。
Never offend.
永远都不要去冲撞其他人。
That is how Lord Chaitanya taught us to preach.
所以这个就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 教导我们怎么样去传播知识。
But he taught us that we should preach.
但是他告诉我们应该去传播知识。
And not compromise.
而不是要妥协。
妥协。妥协不是妥协。
我们必须要告诉人们真相是什么。
Because we respect their intelligence, we should be prepared to speak the truth.
所以我们既然尊重别人的智慧的话，我们就应该准备好跟人家讲真相是什么。
Not everyone will accept.
并不是每一个人都会接受我们所讲的。
And you find it's very, as Krishna says, samahatmasadurlabha. Such great souls are very rare.
因为实际上 Krishna 在薄伽梵歌里已经说了，真正能够接受这种真相的人是极为罕见的。好，时间到，
过了。
Jai. Jai.